And we will be starting with Gufa, about the fifth or sixth line on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Just scheduling note, the next couple of days, next 3 days will be put up from the last cycle. I have a wedding and not going to be able to give it the next couple of days. Baruch Hashem will pick up on Monday. But Baruch Hashem, it'll be up from the last cycle. Okay, Amar Rava. Gufa. Amar Shmuel. A couple of lines into the wide lines. We're discussing the sugya of Gezel Akum and Avedas Akum and Ta'us Akum, all the different details. We didn't read the Rambam yesterday. The line that I wanted to read, the Rambam, where the Rambam is Mechalik, between Lamaskana and Lamaskana. So again, the Gezel Akum is Aser, Avedas Akum, once you return for in the situation of Kiddush Hashem. And the Rambam also knows that there's a difference between Hit'a and Ta'us. The Rambam, when he describes this in Perek Yud Aleph, of Hilchos Gezeila, he quotes, based on the Gemara, Ta'us ha'goy ka'avedasu mutaris v'usheta me'atzmo, avalahat oso aser, chas v'shalom, tricking anybody, or doing anything of the like, that is aser. The only difference could be lamaskana if somebody does it themselves, gives back the wrong change, and that's what the Amoraim here, the last couple of stories that we read, have to do with, that they try to make sure that the person knew, and they paid them extra. But in certain regards, if somebody ultimately is going to make their own mistake, there might not be a chiyuv to point it out. But obviously, like we said, al kiddush Hashem, that always is an overriding factor. Okay, so Gufa, let's pick up sixth law wide line. Amar Shmuel, Dina de Machusa Dina. Shmuel says, as we had yesterday, Dina de Machusa Dina, the law of the land is the law, and one has to follow the laws of the land, with the two exceptions we mentioned. Number one, if there is a law that specifically targets a law that is unfairly specifically meant to target Jews, and number two, if there's a law that goes against the Torah, goes against Halacha, so those are the two that where it does not apply. Amar Rav Teda, Rav says, I'll prove to you that Shmuel's din is correct. Why? The Kapli Dikli, the Gashri Gishri, Va'avrina Nalayu. Because after all, the government cuts down trees and makes bridges out of those trees, and we go on those bridges, right? And we walk across, right? We get Hana'a. If it's true that you don't say Din in the Machus Adina, this is all stolen wood, and the owners have not been miyayish yet, so then how could we use this gazelle? How could we go over the bridges? It must be that Dina, the Machus Adina, Armalei Abaya. Abaya says, no, there's no raya from that reality that's Dina Machus Adina. Abaya's not arguing on the principle. He's just saying that might not be a proof. The Dilma Mishum Di'iyayish Lu Minayam Arayu. Maybe the owners had Yeush. Maybe they had Yeush. Doesn't mean that Dina Machus Adina. Omar Lei says, Rava back, Ilo Dina de Machus Adina, Heich Miyashi. If were it not for Dina de Machus Adina, Heichi Miyashi. What does that question mean? Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, Heichi Miyashi. Tosfos quotes in the second half of Tosfos Rashi, does Yeush work by itself? Meaning, there's Yeush, fine. But there's no Yeush plus anything else. Yeish Kedi is not Kona. There's no Shini Rishos here, right? There's no Shinui Maisa. You just put the boards down. So, Heichi Miyashi means, how does Yeish help? That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Tosfos reads the Gemara differently. Tosfos says, Heichi Miyashi, Hoya Lahem Litvoa Bedin Es Kaladam Ha'ovrim Aleihem. If they didn't have Yeish, then someone else is getting Hana'a from their items, and as we've had a number of times, one has to pay the hana that one gets, even if one doesn't violate Gezel. Remember, we had this just a couple of days ago, when the Yershim shechted their father's animal that they didn't know was borrowed. So the Gemara said, Kuf Yud Beis, Mishalmin Demei Pasar Bezol. You pay a certain amount of the money based on hana. Even if you don't pay Demei Hezek, you pay Demei Hana. So that's how Tosas reads the Gemara. Hey, Chimiyashi, how would Yeush allow us to go across without paying? So it must be, according to either way of reading, Dina de Machus Adina, continues the Gemara, Bahalo Ka Avdi Kita Amar Malka. But what do you mean? The people who come and cut down these boards to use for the bridges don't act fairly. So how could you say it's Dina de Machus Adina? Malka Amar, the king tells them, the government tells them, Zilu Vakazlumi Kobagi. Go cut down trees from all the different valleys. The Inu Azlu Vakazlumi Chadbaga. And they go and cut all from one. They don't want to have such tircha. They all cut from one area. That's not fair that it all comes from one. So you see, they're not following what they're supposed to do. Answers the Gemara, no. Shlucha de Malka Kamalka, the representative of the Malchus, of the government, has the status of the Malchus, v'lo Torah, so they're not being Matriach. So you know what? The government also doesn't really care where they get it from. They say take it from everywhere. But this guy just doesn't want to be Matriach himself. V'inhu afsid anafshayu, and therefore the people whose valleys from which it was cut, they're really they're the cause for their own loss. Why? They could go around to their neighbors who the governmental official didn't take from and go demand compensation. Because really, everybody has to give. So you gave for them, so really they could go and take them to court, so to speak, and demand from them. So it's still, though, it's not a violation. One statement of Rava defending and explaining Shmuel. Amar Rava, once we're on the topic of Rava, relating to various types of neighborly issues. So we continue with another couple of statements of Rava. Amar Rava, man demishtakech bebeidari. Let's say Rashi explains the case. There are a couple of partners, and all of the partners except for one already took their grain to their homes. And there's one that's left in the public communal grain collection area. And boom, then, when there's one guy left, the governmental official came to collect the taxes, and he's the only one there, and only his stuff is there. So what's the halacha? Man de b'shtaka beidari, the one guy that's left in the granary, para matzah de malka, he goes and pays the portion for all of them, and he could go collect from his partners, from his friends, right? They're not able to say to him, he took from yours. Happens to be mine is left, but it doesn't mean that I'm the only one. Vahani mili shutfa, and this is only if they're partners. That's where they're allowed to take from them, and the others have to pay back. Avalarisa, but when it comes to a sharecropper who really is not the owner of the property, arisusehu dekamafik, which means they weren't allowed to take from him in the first place. It's basically gezel. Because he doesn't have the power to give over anything. He's just a worker, and therefore the person, the governmental official who took, wasn't supposed to take. Machlokas Rishonim, could he go back and get reimbursed? Could the owner get reimbursed from others or from the Aris for having given inappropriately or for their having taken inappropriately? Next. Amar Rava, Bar Masa, Abar Masa, Mi'avit. If there are different people within the city that owe everybody in the city, communally has to pay a certain amount. So one member of the city could go and take security from the other member of the city. What's the context? Last couple of skinny lines of Rashi. Rishus biyad Yisrael gabai hamelech. L'mashkein ben ha'ir. You're allowed to take security from one member of the city. Almas ben ir chavero. Tadina de bachus adina. The collector is allowed to take security from one, meaning take a mashkon, until the other guy pays, I'm going to take a security from you. V'hanimili debarla ara v'karga da'ishasa, that's only for the tax for that year. Aval shasa de'chalif, but the tax of the previous year, ho'ol v'ifayis malka chalif. Once the year is done, the year is done. The collector already paid the king whatever he was supposed to get that year, so now you're just trying to get back for your own pockets to compensate for yourself as a collector, not for the government, so that is not allowed in this context. Next, V'yama Rava, Hainu de Dairi Dari B'tochatchum, those who midairi dairi, that send their animals in the areas in order to fertilize the grounds, and there are the animal herders, the ones in charge of the animals, that herd different groups of animals in the neighboring areas of the town. Hainu de Dairi Dairi, if you know these animal grazers have animals outside the city, if it's within the tchum, you're not allowed to buy any from them. My taima mishum de ma'arva chiyusa de masa bahadayu. Because if they're within the tchum, this is talking about the tchum Shabbos, but it's not anything to do with the halachic tchum, meaning the owners, these cattle grazers, don't care. But if it's so close to the city, we assume that some of Jews' animals throughout the city maybe got mixed up into those groups of animals. Therefore, if you take some animals, you're stealing, you're taking from gazelle, you're taking from stolen animals, you're not allowed to do that. Chutz l'tchum mutar likach mehem. But if they're far away, outside the tchum, then you're allowed to take from them. Omar Ravinim Hayubailam Maratvim Acharayim Avilu Chuslat Chumasar. If you see the owner saying, give me back my animal, and the even though it's outside the tzchum, it is also aser because that's rats or glayim ledavar that some of those animals are belonging to the Jews. The Rashba here asks, why do we have to assume that the animals are from a Jewish neighbor and therefore it's stolen? They're a concept of rov. Right? How many animals are there? Ask the Rashba if it's a tema. The rov behema shel goyimim. Folchem achar rov, the afilu begazlon mutter lika kos ma'achar rov shelo. Even by a gazlon. Are you allowed to buy anything from a gazlon? So he said, if you assume that there are mamish stolen money in here, we had earlier from the mochsin, you're not allowed to. But if there's a rov, you're allowed to. So he quotes his difficulty. He goes via Sikna, says the Harivids al Pirsha Balokeach call Azevel Shabadir. Maybe you're buying all the animals. So if you're buying all the animals, then it's obviously stolen within, right? Or you might say another answer, Bali Chayim, you might say Bittel, Bali Chayim might not be Batel. Right? Dover Chashuv could not be Batel. Even though Midaraisa we know everything's Batel, but there are certain halachas, certain items, Midrabanan, that are not Batel. A Dover Sheishal Matir and a Chaticha Ruil is Kabed, Bali Chayim might not be Batel. Right? Dover Habadover Shevet Minyan, right? Dover Haroy Limnos. This also might be part of it, and therefore you wouldn't go by the rov, unless, and that's why it's only if that's why it's aser or the other adeya if you're buying all of them. Machriz Rav Avitei Meravuna, the Salkin LeElo, the Nachtin LeTata. For those who are going up, those who are going down, meaning those traveling Bavel Eretz Yisrael or the opposite. We discussed at the end of Seder Nashe. We discussed Eretz Yisrael being Gavah Mikol Ha'aratzos. Right, so what does that mean? Is that literal? The Radvaz has a tshuva where he discusses, it's not true, right? There are other places that are higher. There are other places in Eretz Yisrael that are higher. What does it mean? The Beis HaMikdash is Gavoha. So he explains, maybe it's not literal. Maybe he explains, if you, Gavoha, if you have, let's say, the globe, if you have the earth, what's on top? Depends how you hold the globe. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, Eretz Yisrael was on top. That was the top. Gavoa mikol ha'aratzos. Just means the top of the ball. The top of the globe. Or other suggestions. But that's the what Rava says here. Those going up to Eretz Yisrael, those coming down to Bavel. Hi, Bar Yisrael, the other Sadus on the Kusi. If there is a Jew that knows Eidus for a Kusi, and the case is where, as we'll see, as I'm in two lines from now, that the Eidus could be relevant and will be acceptable Eidus only in their dinim, but not in the dinim of Bnei Yisrael, not in Jewish law. Velo tavu minei. Question about the girsa here: is it lo tavu minei, or you take it out? The girl takes it out. Va'azla va'asile bidinei tekusi al Yisrael chavrei. Under Jewish law, the fellow Jew does not owe money. Does not owe you money. But under the non-Jewish law, whatever one what is, then what one's owed money. And he's not tovea you, according to our girsa, and the Jew goes willingly and without even being asked and goes and testifies in the other court. Mishavtina lei. We're not happy about it. We're mashbit him. My time, de inu mafki mamona pumetachad. Because, just as an example, they're mafik mamon based on the testimony of one witness. And we don't hold that way. We say you need two witnesses. And he's not being tovei you anyway, according to our girsa. And therefore, it should not be done. Again, the Rush says in this Gemara, this is only when there's no Chil Hashem involved. If there's any type of Chil Hashem involved, and you know, one has to be worried about that, so then obviously one has to go and testify. And also, the Raivin notes here, it's quoted also in the Rashba, this is only when there's a question about his obligation. If he knows that the guy is Chayiv, then he could go. If he knows for sure that the guy is chayiv to pay the money, for example, then it is okay also. We're not talking about case. The only question is whether there's a suffix about his chayiv. So my time, a difka mafki memonia puma dachad. Velo amran ela dachad, avo betrelo. This is only about one, but two can go, because then there's a parallel. There's no difference between the law of Bezdin and the law of the dinim around. The chanami lo amren ela bedini de megista. And this is also only in cases where you're talking about a bezdin within villages. Avo beidavar, but in, you know, major cities, beidavar, the shilton, the government, inu nami chad, they also, if it's only one aid, amumsa shadilei, they throw it literally on a shvua. Meaning just like we say two aidim are kam lamaman, but one is kam l'shvua, so too, this is what they hold as well. Amar Avashi, ki avina beiravuna yibaylon. Adam chashet esamchi alei, ki beitrei, mafki mamon apumei, velo yibaylei lasudei, What if we're talking about an Adam Chashuv, that they would rely upon as two witnesses? Do we say that they would be Motzi Mamon based on his words, and therefore he shouldn't go? V'lo yibar lasudei? Oh, Dilma, no, just the opposite. Kivat Adam Chashuv, hu lo matzi mishtamit, hu matzi lasudei. He can't get out of it, like the Rosh just said, Chil Hashem, and therefore he should go. So Teku, no answer given. Before we get to how to explain the Teku, but again, this is part of the issues of Dina de Machus Adina, which are very detailed, and one has to focus on what the halachas are, the differences, because there are many differences in halacha, and in many circumstantial evidence. And how many times do you have a case with Edom and with Hasra and with Kabbalah's Hasra? You never have that, right? So in most other systems of law, you don't need the Hasra. You don't need, what if you have a video? What if you have a, right, without the Edom? So the question is, what does Halacha say about all of these? Again, it's a part of the large mitzvah of Dinim, right? We know there is a concept. The legal systems outside of Halacha are recognized in Halacha, right? We just spoke about the Meiri. On yesterday's daf. What did Meiri say? There's a different halacha between people who are ruled by a system of law and people who are not. G'durim b'darkei adato, there's some type of ethics and law system, and those that are not governed, and there's just a free-for-all, and there's anarchy. There's a difference, but it's one of, as we know, it's the only one of the mitzvahs asay among the sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Out of the seven mitzvahs, there are six los asays and one mitzvah asay, and that is dinim. There is a machlokas rishonim. What does dinim mean? Machlokas Rambam Ramban. The Ramban discusses this in Parshas Vayishlach in the context of Shechem, and why Shechem was Chayim Misa, and what Shimon and Levi did, and there's always a balance in discussing that story, because however well one defends Shimon and Levi, one has to then explain why Yaakov Avinu got upset. And then the story ends very mysteriously, where the Shimon and Levi say to Yaakov, Hachzoni Yaseh Zachoseinu. End of the story. So was there an answer? Was Yaakov just not dealing with his children at that time because it was they weren't going to listen at that time? Was there an answer? Was there not an answer? So no matter how good we explain Shimon and Levi, you know, Yaakov Avinu has to be explained also. But either way, in that context, the Ramban, in his commentary on the Torah, quotes the Rambam and Marnevuchim and then argues with him. He quotes the Rambam, who says that Dinim is setting up court systems to judge the other Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. That's the Rambam, a more limited view of what Dinim are. And the Ramban there says no. Dinim means setting up a orderly system of law for society to function. And the Ramban says, including Gezel, and Onah, and Oshek, Schar Sachir, and all the Dinim and other Machavero that are discussed throughout Seder Nezikin. The Ramban says it's a much more wide and expanded view of what Dinim are. So again, we recognize that. But this Gemara is telling us that, again, one cannot paskin based on this Gemara, complicated application about when there are differences in halacha and in the system of law, and there is a concept of dina de machus adina. You know, how does one balance those two? Besides the issue of going to secular courts, which is a separate lifnei velo lifnei akum. Again, a very important discussions that one has to have. Okay, but either way, this last question was unanswered, right? Could an adam chashuv go or not? So the Gemara's answer is teku. So what do we paskin by teku? So usually teku is like unanswered. Okay, leave it. So what is the way to leave it standing in this case? So if you look in Rov Rishonim, if you look in the Ravid, if you look in the Rashba, if you look in the Rush, they all say it's a suffix, and therefore he can go and testify. That's how you answer the suffix. Uveteku d'mamona l'kulahu. I'm reading the Ravid. Va'azel l'masid teku l'kula, and therefore he can go and testify. Is that a kula? To go and testify so that one guy can get his money and one guy can't? That's what the Ravid says, and that's what the Rush says, that's what the Rashba says. Ask the Yamshel Shlomo. The Yamshel Shlomo here wonders, you know, the Yamshel Shlomo comments on this, and others comment on it. Where am I going to read from? Right, the Achronim wonder, how can he be, let me read the Lashon of the Yamshel Shlomo, who says that it must be a mistake in all the Rishonim, which is hard enough to say in one Rishon, but when you have three Rishonim that say it, it's even harder. He quotes it from the Rush. I read it from the Ravid. Kazal Rush. Kiva dolav shita, azul amasin. V'lo yadati svarazu. Dolo shayach kan, savig drabana lakula. Diaf mi daraisa, azul lasos hezek lachavero. What? It's lakula, therefore you testify against your friend to be motzi mamon from him. It's a suffik iser hesek or stealing. The afilu kol dinim degrama ben izakin pater. And even if you want to say it's only indirect, I'm testifying grama ben izakin, as we've said often. Mikol makom asurim min haTorah. Even if grama is pater, it's still asur. Mishum v'yahafta l'reyacha kamocha. Al karchach says the Amzal Shlomo nire detoes sofer. Vitzarech lomar v'lo azil omasid. Suffik lekulon ever, you can't go and testify. Very difficult, because it's three different Rishonim that we have that in. But either way, that is the Amzal Shlomo. Explains the Chasam Sofer, maybe the answer is as follows, why all these Rishonim say this. Shuvas Chasam Sofer, Choshem Mishpat, Simen Chav Gimel, Kivan Shalo Barur Lo Im Ya'aminu Lo Kamo Shnayim. Well, we're not 100% sure that the Baz is going to rely on this Adam Chashev as too. V'lachen Yishbo Suffik Lenya Maman Chaveiro. V'chil Hashem Yishkan B'vadai. That's what's outweighing here. The ain suffik mamon mosi mi devade chil Hashem. Sam sofer. Va'o shalafam mitzorach lishava, sheini yodea, v'gorim la'atzmo, aveira biyadam, lishava al sheker, v'chulu. So there are other ways to get out of it, but mistama, it's our girsa that we have. Mistama is the correct girsa. Okay, let's continue. Amar Ravashi. Last section. Hai bar Yisrael dezavin le'aralo v'kochavim, amitzra de bar Yisrael chavrei. We know there is a halacha bar mitzvah, selling to a border neighbor. So, says Rav Ashi, if a Jew sells his border land to a non-Jew, not to a fellow Jew, mishabtinomlei. And again, this means if he could have sold it to a Jew, not to, and let's say this is an idol worshiper, if you take it's not just a non-Jew, but an ovi kochavim, take that literally. So then, mishabtinomlei, we put him in chayre, my time, a why, inim, mishabtina de bar mitzvah, is it because of the halacha of bar mitzvah. This goes way all the way at the end of bar mitzvah. The halacha of always, if you're going to sell property, that belongs, that's borders, you know, you should go, offer it first to the border person. Because after all, then he can make his field bigger, as long as, Tosas points out, he's going to give you the same amount of money. If the person who's on the border is not offering you the same amount of money, you have no obligation to sell it to the border person. You're allowed to sell it to the person who's going to give you the most money. That's what Tosas says in Rabbeinu, in Ad Shem Makabel. So if you were talking about Dinei Devar Mitzvah, V'yamar Mar, Zavin Me'akim, Zavin La'akim, Lekim Shem Dinei Devar Mitzvah. No, they're not included in the special halacha of Dinei Devar Mitzvah, learned out from the Asisa HaYashar V'Hatov. Discussed that a couple of weeks ago, right? That we should do what's right and good. It's not an obligation, so to speak, as Lefnim Mishuris Hadin, that we strongly encourage. So, what would be the problem here? So, Ella, to Amrin Alei, the problem is as follows. That he could say to this seller, Arvoyesli Arya Mitzra, you put a lion on my border. Meaning we're talking about a context where somebody is an inappropriate neighbor, someone who's going to bring, you know, not positive, energy and the various elements to the neighborhood, and therefore he says, what'd you do to me? Mishavtina le'ad the kabbalah le'kal on sedazi machmate. So we put him in shamta, put him in chayrim until he accepts any ones, any problem, any financial issue that might come from this sale. Until the seller does that, you can't get it back from the guy from the ovi kochavim was already sold. But it means in this context again lamaskana. So let's say somebody's selling a house today. So again, you can limit it. Number one, we're talking about Ovdi Kochavim Mamish. Number two, we're talking about people who specifically would affect the negatively the neighborhood. That's a serious issue. Again, but do you have a fellow Jew who would also buy it at the same price and buy it with the same the conditions? So it's a complicated, again, Lamaisa, how to apply this Lamaskana. But again, theoretically, the halacha is, even to Bar Mitzvah, we should try to sell it to the neighbor person. Good. Continues the Mishnah. Natzlu, getting back to issues of Yeyush and Shinui and Gezel, as this parak is about. Says the Mishnah. Natzlu mopsin es chamoro v'natzlu lo chamor acher. There are certain mopsin, as we described on yesterday's daf. Illegal mopsin. People who are taking my animal with no rights. So let's say a mochis takes somebody's donkey, and then they have rachmanis a little bit, so they give me back a different donkey. A more inferior donkey. They take my donkey and they give me a different donkey. Not listim es ksuso v'nasu lo ksus acher. So they take certain clothing of mine and they give me back other clothing. Hare elu shalo. We say that the recipient is allowed to keep the donkey, the clothing. Mipnei shabaylim nisyashin mehen. Because we assume the baylim had yeyush, and therefore, Rashi explains, this would be yeyush and shinui rishus. Yesh doesn't work by itself, but once it goes to the recipient, it's Yesh and Shini Rishus. So both of those work together to be able to be niknet to the recipient. The Tosas Rid here says, and this Mishnah is the makar for this concept of Yesh and Shini Rishus, which is a little difficult because in the last Mishnah we already had it. We had the concept of Yesh and Rishus. Maybe the Tosas Rid had a different order or a different shot of the previous Mishnah. The Tosas Rid here says, this is the makar in Kalab Nezik and Kulo, to the concept of Yeush and Shini Rishus. That's the Tosfos Rid's comment right here. Why does the Mishnah have to list the case of Chamor and the case of Ksus? Right, it's basically the same idea. So the Gemara doesn't talk about this. You've got to look at the Mepharshim on the Mishnah. So the Mepharshim on the Mishnah suggest the Shoshanim LeDavid. If I would have only had this by Chamor, maybe I would have thought only by a Chamor, there's Yeush because all Chamors, they're all donkeys. There's no such great simin. That's where Yeush, he has Yeush. But by clothing, where generally clothing is identifiable by the owner, maybe there wouldn't be automatically Yeush. And if you only had Ksus, clothing, maybe you would have thought, only by Ksus Misyaish, because once the goslin wears it, I'm not interested in having it back. Or he's not going to give it back. But a donkey, maybe the donkey will walk out from him, maybe I'll get it back, maybe there wouldn't be automatic Yeush. So that's why, suggest the Shoshanim LeDavid, why the Mishnah has to say both of those cases. Case number one. Next, Hamatzil min hanohar o min hagayas. O min alistim, if somebody saves something from the river, from an attacking army, imnis yashua bailam arei l'shalo. If the bailam has had yeush, so then arei l'shalo, so then one again is yeush and shini rishus. We'll have to talk about b'adashem in elo mitzias, in b'mitzia, you know, is this automatic yeush? There's something called zuto shalyam, which we'll have to see. Something that washes up on the banks of the ocean. Of course there was Yeush there, right? There might be automatic Yeush. So what about this case? Matham and Hanarm and Agaius, the Mishnah seems to say that only if you know. V'chei nechil shel dvorim, and also if one has a case of a swarm of bees that went into somebody else's rishus, imnes yashu harelu shelo. Good. The Gemara will talk about what the chiddush of that line is. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Broka ne'emen as isha okatan lomar mikan yatsa nechil zeh. Anyone, even those who are not normally believed as edus, are believed to say where this swarm of bees came from and who it belonged to. Umahalech betoch sadech aveiro latzilas nechilo. And a person is allowed to go into their friend's property in order to save his swarm of bees. Right? We usually think of a swarm of bees of not being owned by anybody. Here we're talking about someone who has bees, and he makes honey, and it's part of his parnasa, and that's what we're talking about here. And he has his own swarm of bees, and a person is, but then it, all of a sudden, there's a swarm of bees on my tree in my backyard. Somebody said, oh, that's my swarm of bees. I'm like, really? It is? Maybe the bees came from somewhere else. So that's what the Mishnah said, that even an Isho Kadar is believed to say where it came from, and if I know it's mine, I'm allowed to go into your property and take it back. If I damage something on the way in, I have to pay for it. But let's say they have now planted themselves on a branch of a tree in my property. I can't just cut down the branch and say, oh, that's easier for me than trying just to get the bees. I can't just cut it down even if I'm going to pay you. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Broko, Mari says, yes, you can. Of course, he's ben Osher, it's a damim. If that's the only way to get your bees back, then you could cut down the branch and then pay for it afterwards. Period. Tana says the Mish, says the Gemara, Natal, Matzil Abayla Marishonim, in the case of if you took the Chamor from the Mochsin, if you took the Chamor, you have to give it back. Matzil Abayla Marishonim. What do you mean, give it back? The Mishnah says you don't have to give it back. Rashi says this Brisa is arguing on our Mishnah. Kesavar, Yeish Kedi Lokani, because this Brisa holds, Yeish Kedi is not Kone. Really, according to Rashi, it means, even Yeish and Shini Rishus is not Kone, according to the Brisa. Umeikara b'isura asliyade. And because it came to his hands b'isur, so even Shini Rishus is not going to help. So this is a Tana that argues on that concept. The Ika the Amrei or others say no. In Balaan, so Yaksa, the Bala Mishonim. My Taima, different Svara. If you want to be, give it back. Not that you have to give it back. If you want to give it back, Rashi says, Chassid hu. If you're an extra pious person and you want to give it back, though you don't have to, you Yaksa, the Bala Mishonim, you give it back to the first ones, my Taima, Yesh Kedikani. Which means, Yesh and Shini Rishus. If you don't want the stain, even if technically it's yours, if you want the stain, then you can give it back to the Bailim Harishonim. So if the Mishnah said that it's shalom because the Bialim are misyayish, and therefore you are allowed to keep it. There is an interesting question. It's quoted in one of the Harevnas also, but the Chashuki Chemed here has as follows. The following case. There is a someone who, Rachmana Litzlan, is in a very difficult situation. The husband died. The woman is there with her all of her kids, the Amana. And the one, there was a great rabbi that wrote a hamatza, that wrote a letter for people to take, for this family to show to others, to be able to get money for them. He wrote a hamatza, I know this family, it's a true family, they're in need. And there was a certain askan, a certain person who was osing b'tzarchei tzibur, who basically worked for them, who took this hamatza and went around and collected money for them in order to be able to get them on their feet. Fine. Over time, Baruch Hashem, the Yisomim got married and they got older and the Amana is self-sufficient, v'chulu, and all of a sudden it's 10 years later and this Askan finds this Hamlatza of this Gadol Hador. And he thinks to himself, wait a minute, this is worth a lot of money now. Who owns that Hamlatza? Is it the Askan's? Because he's the one that got it from the Gadol Hador and went around and it's his now and he could sell it, or does it belong to the woman? Does it belong to the woman who it was written for? Who owned it? And it's a monetary case. Where do you look? You ask the Shaila. So says of Zerberstein, he asked his father-in-law, Rabbi Yashiv, on the spot, knew what to answer. He says, Min adin, me'ikar adin, la'acha sha'askan gomar la'hatrim, after the askan used it, they should have ripped it up, because it finished its purpose. It was written specifically to get this woman on her feet, and the Yisomim, and it's altishkan balecha avla. It's not usable anymore. The gadol dar kasevas amlat sar rak ad gemara hatrama v'sulo, and it's basically hefker. And therefore, if the askan didn't lose it yet, so really meikra din, he could probably keep it because there was yeush bialim misyashim. The woman probably had yeush ulai efshar lahosif, and maybe mistavish almana gam misyasha laachar shemila es yuda. The Aska Nasan Lesh Mashichim Avura. Yu Yan Babakama Kuf Yudalid. Nasulo Chamaracher Hareil Shalot. This is like the donkey in our Mishnah, says Rabbi Yashiv. Because there was Yeush. And therefore, that's how he's noted to say that really it belongs to the Askan, because the woman didn't want to keep it back, didn't know about it anymore. And he quotes some other stories related to Hamlatzot. But either way, that's Lamaisa, where this Gemara comes up, by Libis Yashin. Amr of Ashi Vaiter, Lo Shana Listim of the Kochavim. Where do we say that there's automatic Yeush? By idolater Listim. Ava Listim Yisrael Lo. Why? Sava Lamacha Nakid Lebedine. If it's Jewish robbers, you know, so then maybe the guy thinks, I'll get him. Maybe they'll do tshuva. Maybe I'll get him in Beis Din. There's no automatic Yeush. Maskal Rav Yosef Adar Rabbi Rav Yosef, they're just the opposite. Ifcha Mistavra, Akum Didaini Begiti Lo Miyayish. Akum, that judges Begiti. What are Begiti? Giti Rashi says, Begava Ubizroa. So what does that mean? If they judge like with a strong arm, then there's no Yeish. Why? Yisrael, Kivan to Amri, Meimar Miyayish. Right, what does that mean? Akum, where they judge Bizroa. So then the person might think, you know what? There are so many ways I might be able to get this back. I don't need two witnesses. There are so many ways I might be able to get this back. So they don't give up, they don't have Yeish when it comes to an Akum. But by a Jew, they say Meimar. What does that mean? Rashi has two days here. Number one, they don't use extracurricular, extra legal ways that are using with Maklos. And, or number two, they always say, you have Edim? I don't have Edim. So it's going to be harder to get out in Beis Din. So that's why there's only automatic Yeush by Akum. So Ela, it Itmar, Asefa Itmar. Okay, you're right. So maybe the limit to Akum is on the next line of the Mishnah. Hamatzom an Akum, and Alistim, Imnis Yashua Bailim, in Stamalo. If Bailim had Yeush, fine. If you didn't hear, not. Lo Shanu Ela Akum, Mishum de Daini Begiti, Avalistim Yisrael, Kiva Dari Meimar, Miyayush. So maybe that's going on the Seifa, not on the Resha. Period. San Hasam says the Mishnah. We discussed this Mishnah already earlier in the Masechta. What is automatic? Once we're talking about automatic Yeush, so which is worse, Ghana for Goslin? That's a machlokes in the Mishnah in Kalim. Oh, Rosh Balabayis, we know the halacha is that the machshava of the person in charge helps create the item that is Bekabel Tumah. Meaning something that only something that has Gemar Malacha, only something that's finished being processed can become Tameh. If it's not finished being processed, it can't become Tameh. So what if I have material that some people will use in this state, and other people will continue making it into something else? So is that Makabal Tumah or not? So it depends who's thinking about it. O Rosh HaBalabayis, if it's the hides of a Balabayis, Machshav HaMetamasan, their thought process allows this item to be Makabal Tuma now. Vishal Abdam, but if it's just the tanner who really doesn't make such decisions and maybe it's going to be sold to someone else, Ein Machshav HaMetamasan. Their Machshav is not Metame. Then we have what's important for us. Shel Gazlon, Ein Machshav HaMetamasan. If a Gazlon, the Gazlon steals it, then his Machshav does not work because we assume that the owner did not have Yeush. Vishal Ganov, Machshav HaMetamasan. Rabbi Ganov, we assume the owner did have Yeush, so the Machshav of a Ganov is effective. Rav Shimon Omer, the opposite. Chiluf HaDvarim. Shel Gazlon, Machshav HaMetamasan. Shel Ganov, Ein Machshav HaMetamasan. Why? Because Rav Shimon holds Lefi Shalonis Yashu Abaylim. So we have a Machlokas Tanoim, which has automatic Yeush. Ganov for Gazlon. Says the Chazon Ish in Kalim, Perek Lamed Aleph. It's hard to say that this is a Machlokas in Metzius. Right, just do a study, do a poll. Who do people have more Yeush from, Ganov or Gazlon? It must be that there are both elements. Both elements always exist, says the Chazon Ish. Right, I don't want to say, he says, that this is a machlokes and metzias. Ela inyano, de kol Yeush psichi bo ma'at tikva, ubechol tikva psichi bo Yeush. In every hope is a little giving up, and in every giving up is still a little hope. Umidas hayeyush eino nimdad b'mida umaser adavar lechachamim. The chachamim have to define what is the element that is most defining in this side. Ulur rabbanan alimaluhu yeyush b'siva sakneva shumitzad shein lo makom yedua letikvaso. Ulur rab shimon alimale yeyush b'siva sakzela. Again, he tries to halachasize it and not just have it as a din of Mitzius. So now the Gemara says, Amar Ula, Machlokes, the Machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan are Machlokes Bistam. The Machlokes is where we don't know. Avol Biyadua, Divrei HaKol Yeush Kani. Obviously, if you know, Biyadua, Divrei HaKol Yeush would be Kona. Rabba Amar, Biyadua Nami Machlokes. Even if you know, what do you mean if you know? If you know there was Yeush, there's a Machlokes. Yes. If you know there's a Machlokes, why? Rashi. Biyadua Nami Machlokes. Di'inami Deshamina Demiyayesh. Even if we've heard, Amri Rabbanan Begazlan Delo Adayesh. It's still not Yesh. Why? To call Shaita Daiti Laminkate Bedina. Even if you heard he had Yesh, you don't trust it. Deep down, he didn't have Yesh, says Reb Shimon, or say the Rabbanan by Gazlan and Reb Shimon by the other one. So that is Ula. The Machlokas is only by Stab and not by Yadua. Amale Abaya L'Rabba Lo Tifla Galei De'Ula Ditzan B'Masis and Kavase. Don't argue on Ula who made this limitation, because the Mishnah sounds like him. Lefi Shalonis Yashu Abaylam Taima Delonis Yashu Abaylam. The reason is because you don't know. Avo Binis Yashu Abaylam Ari Shalo. But if the Bailam had Yeush, that's what's Mashba from the Mishnah. If you know he had Yeush, it will be his. So isn't that Ula? Is that what Ula says? Divrei HaKol, if he knows, it would be Misyayish. Kasha on you, Rabba. Omer Lei. Rabba says, no. Anan lefi she'ein yeush lebailim, masinallah. Not, don't make the diyak because we haven't heard. Make the diyak, but because it doesn't work. Right? Anan, ein yeush bailim, masinallah. There is no yeush for the bailim in that case. Even if we know, it would be just like we don't know. Period. Tznas, let's try to prove something from the next line of the Mishnah. Not lulamoksim chamora v'chulu, mani. So what was the case of the Mishnah? The Mishnah has a case of mochsin and listim. One is ganav, one is gazlan. So, it's a kasha on somebody. E rabbanon, kasha gazlan. If you say the Mishnah is like the rabbanon shita, that's kasha gazlan. E rib shimin kasha ganav. Right, because they both say, right, they both have a certain limitation, right? The Rabbanan say one is automatic Yeush, and the other one says, Rabbanan Reb Shimon, each one of them says one of them is automatic, one of them is not automatic. So our Mishnah says both are automatic. According to Ula, who says that if you know that there was Yeush, then it works. So then you can say our Mishnah is where we heard that there was Yeush. But if you say like Rabba, that the Machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan are even if you know there was Yeush, Hamani lo Rabbanan v'lo Rabbi Shimon. So the Mishnah doesn't work. Who is the Mishnah like? Answer, Ballistim is Zuyim for Rabbi Shimon he. It is like Rabbi Shimon, who usually holds this only automatic Yeush by Gazlan, not by Ganav. But we're talking about Listim Izuyim. Listim Izuyim, armed robbers. So, and that's a form of Gazela also. Ihachi Aino Gazlan. But then why do you give both cases? Moches and Listim. It's the same case. Trey Gavni Gazlan. It's still a chiddush to say Listim Mizuyim is a form of Gazlan. And there's a machlokas Rishonim, Lamaiskana, in the beginning of Hilchas Geneva, what are Listim Mizuyim considered? Geneva or Gazela? Tashma, again, trying to figure out the machlokas between Ula and Rabba about the machlokas between Rishimon and the Rabbanan. Hagana v'Gazlan v'Ha'anas. Hekdesh and Hekdash Utrumas and Truma Umas Rose and Meiser. The Brisa says that a Ganav and a Gazlan are always, or an Anas, are all allowed to be Mafrish, to give Meiser. So Mani, again, who is that? Irabban and Kasha Gazlan, Irab Shim and Kasha Ganav. Each of them have one individual where there is not automatic Geish. So Bishlam Alu'ula Damar Biyadua Kani Hachanami Biyadua V'Divrei HaKolhi. Same thing. Ela L'Rabba Damar Biyadua Nami Machlokes. But according to the Rabba, that the Machlokes is even if you know about it. Hamani L'Rabbanav L'Rab Shimon. Hachanami B'Lisim Mizuyin V'Rab Shimon He. Same thing. Yachi Hani Gazlan. Trey Gavni Gazlan. So, answer that the case is listed Mizuyim. Or, here we have a second suggestion. V'Bayasema Hamas Nisa Rebbe He. There's a third opinion that we haven't had yet. Not the Rabbanan, not Rabbi Shimon, but Rebbe. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Ganav Kigazlan. Rebbe would say, Ganav like Gazlan, meaning there's automatic Yish by both. V'kayimlan Kigazlan, Rebbe Shimon. And we hold like Gazlan, like Rebbe Shimon, meaning automatic Zela. And Rebbe says it's by both. So three-way, Machlokes Tanoim, when is there automatic Yish? Ganav, Gazlan, or Rebbe holds by both. Period. Gufa, says the Gemara. Rebbe Omer. Omer Ani, Ganav Kigazlan. Rebbe says that I say Ganav is like Gazlan. We'll talk about that, but let's just read the next 15 lines, because the next 15 lines is a repeat of the 15 lines that we just had. So that is, let's go through it. Ibailu, what does Rebbe mean? Kigazlan derabbanan kamar, velokani. Is Gazlan like the Rabbanan's Gazlan, who say there's no automatic Yesh? Odima Kigazlan derabshimin kamar vakani. So which is it? So we'll bring the brisa that we just had and prove that it has to be Rebbe Shimon. Tashma, not Lumochsin Chamor v'chulu. Mani, E Rabbanan Kasha Gazlan, E Rebbe Shimon Kasha Ganav. E Amr Bishlama Rebbe Kagazlan, Rebbe Shimon Kamar. If when Rebbe says Ganav is like Gazlan, he means that it's like the Gazlan of Rebbe Shimon, that there's automatic Yeush, Vikani, Hamani Rebbe He, Mishamachi Kani. Then you could say this Brisa is based on the Shita of Rebbe, who holds this Yeush by automatic Yeush by both. Ela'i Amrit Kigazlan Durabana Kamar Velokani, but if you say it's not what he means, Hamani Lorabi Velabi Shimon Lorabana, then it's not like anybody. So the Gemara says, well, maybe it's like the first answer we had. Hachamayaskin and Ballista Mizuyim, Rebbe Shimoni. Yachiano Gazlan, Trey Gavni Gazlan. Okay, we said there's a different answer you could give. So there's no Raya, this Brisa has nobody to be like it. It could be that Rebbe holds like Rebbe the Rabbanon's Gazlan, and therefore there's no automatic Yeshba either. So where it says, wait, Tashma, let's try again. Haganava Gazla Va'ana, Sektation Ekta Shushbasa Chuma, Baisose and Maiser, Mani. E Rabbana Kasha Gazlan, E Reb Shimon Kasha Ganav, as we just said earlier. E Amrit Bishlama Ganav Kagazlan, Rebbe Shimon Kamar. If you say that's what Rebbe holds, Vishamachi Kani. That's why this Brisa is the authorship of Rebbe. Eli Yamri Ganav Kagazlan, Rabbana and Hamani. Who would it be like? So Gemara says, well, the other answer. Ballistim Mazim Rebbe Shimoni. Yachianu Gazlan, Trey Gavni Gazlan. So again, the Gemara says, we're trying to prove what is Rebbe Shita. Rebbe says Ganav is like Gazlan. So does that mean they're both automatic Yesh or both not automatic Yesh? So we tried to prove automatic, but at this stage, we still don't have an answer. So Amalei Rav Ashi the Rabba, Tashma, one second, let's try to quote this for the third time in the past week. We have this line. Damasni Rebbe L'Reb Shimon Bray. Rebbe himself told Reb Shimon, what's the pshat of the first Mishnah in our Perek? Lo davar sheish bo achrayis mamish. When it says that if the father left dvarim sheish bo achrayis, it doesn't mean karka. Only. Ela afilu par v'chorish bo chamaru machamer acharav. Even if if the father leaves them anything that is nikar, that is noticeable to the others, that they would notice that this belongs to the nignav, chayav alachzim ibnei kavod avihem, the children have to return it. Taimam ibnei kavod avihem. They would only have to return it because of the kavod of their father. Halav kavod avihem, were it not for that factor, the children could keep this. Lo. They could keep it. Why? Shma mina, Rebbe the Gazlan, Rebbe Shimon Kamar, Shma mina. It must be because this is like Rebbe Shita, who says both by Gazlan and by Ganav, there is automatic ish. Shema Amina. Yes, you might have been able to reject this and say, oh, maybe it's because Rishus Yorishka Ki Rishus Lokeach Dami. And therefore it's Yesh and Shidi Rishus. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, we'll accept this. Period. It's been a few months since we mentioned this thought, so let's just mention it again. The Reb Yosef Engel in the Beis HaOtzer points out beautifully that Rebbe is the only one in Shas where we find the phrase, Omer Ani. Rebbe Omer Omer Ani. What does that mean? I say. Omer Ani. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Beis HaOtzer, Omer Ani is a Lashon of La'ani is Daiti. In my humble opinions, that's Omer Ani, the Lashon of Anava. He writes this in Beis HaOtzer Klal Yud Gimel. Kena Yadarkel Shel Rebbe Lomar Dvarav B'Lashon Omer Ani. And he quotes 25 places in Shas where Rebbe says Omer Ani. So what does that mean? It's Anava, like the Mishnah says at the end of Sota. Mishemes Rebbe Ba'la Anava. When Rebbe died, I always like to speak about the Gemara on that, about Ana. But the Mishnah says, Mishemes Rebbe Ba'la Anava. Faha Kavana. So what does it mean, Omer Ani? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, it's like Rebbe saying, it's not me, it's the Ani in me. It's not really me, I'm not taking any credit. There's the Neshama inside of me, that's who he's giving the credit to. She'enenu Omer Zadin v'hadavar derech hechlet. Rak Omer osa b'yichos al atzmo, shalo nireka. This is what I think, but it's not that it's, I'm sorry, I said the Kabbalistic idea first. First, Rabbi Yosef Engel says, it means this is me, you don't have to accept it, it's just my opinion. And then he quotes from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov's birthday was yesterday, so there were Farbrengans all over the world about that. So it says but says Rebbe Ozer, quoting Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, Ki derech anshei maila hagdolim, lehisbonein al kol dibureim umaseyem, she'enei medabrim, v'ha osim mikoach atzmam, rakoach eloki asher bohem, u'bechol hanivraim. Like he quotes, Hashem svasai tiftach, Hashem has to open my mouth, v'chulu, and he quotes others, like Hillel says, imanikan, akokan, it's not a gaiva, it's the ani in me. So anyway, he says maybe that's also what Rebbe means by this, is he's not taking the credit, he's just saying it's the koach eloki in me who is doing this. And then he quotes amazingly, he says, and maybe this is all alluded to in a pasuk in Tanakh. There's one time in Tanakh where the phrase Omer Ani comes up. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, where the pasuk says, Rachash libi davar tov, Omer ani ma'asai lamelech. My heart thought to do something good, Omer ani ma'asai lamelech. I said, my actions should be to the king. What that's referring to, says Rabbi Engel, it's referring to Rebbe when he wanted to write down the Mishnah. He says, I wanted to write down the Mishnah, I had a great idea, Omer ani ma'asai lamelech. What does that remind us of? Eis lasos Hashem. He had to take it into his own hands and in that way be able to write it down. And then the rest of the pasuk, Lishoni eight sofer mahir. My tongue turns into a pen. Right? That's exactly what it's referring to. And then he says, Libi davar tov, sofe tevos rebi. Lishoni gematria Yehuda Anasi. Right? He keeps going with this pasuk. But he said, amazing, that's the, looked in Rabbi Yosef Engel. Okay, let's continue. Vayter. Again, there's so much here in all these dafim, but we have to do what we have to do. V'chein nechil shol dvarim, my v'chein, says the Gemara, what's the v'chein? What's the additional halacha about the beehive? Hachi ka'amar, afilu nechil shol dvarim, tekinyin drabananu. The chiddush is that, really, a beehive you cannot own on a daraisa level, because bees fly all over the place, so even when you have a beehive, it's not really yours on a daraisa level. Midrabanan, we say it's yours, so because of darki shalom, but it's really a drabanan kinyan. So that's the havamina. Sakar adachamina, hai stoma nami, hai kiva drabanan ba'amahu, tekanile, since he only owns it on a rabbinic level anyway, afilu stoma nami miyayish, maybe we could assume automatic yayush, kamash malan, no, imnis yashua bailam in, Ilolo. Only if you've heard about the Yeish, if not, not. And even someone who is not Naaman is believed to say where this Nechil came from. Should we really trust them? They're B'nai Edus? They could tell us this Nechil used to be the other guys? No, the Bailam are running after the bees. The Ishavakatam Mesichel Fituman. And a woman and a katan are mesiach lefitumo, a halachic concept, kshas topic. They are not giving testimony; they are just talking, not knowing that they are being relied upon. The omer mikan yatsa nechil zeh, meaning the bialim are running, which is already raglayim ladavar, and isha v'katan know it. That's the sugya of mesiach lefitumo. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi argues on this. Only Eidos Isha. That's the only time where we have the Kula Mesiach Lefituma, trusting people who are not normally believed. There is a Lundish question. Does Mesiach Lefituma mean we give them the status of Edim? Or we're allowed to trust something that is not real Eidos? That is a question of the Achronim. Do we remove the psulim and now they can give testimony, or it's not even Eidos? And there are nafkaminas, obviously, regarding that question. This is a sugya in Yaredeya about asking a non-Jew about bittul. It's a sugya here, sugya about many, comes up in various cases. We'll mention one case in a minute. Let's just finish. Amar Ravina l'Ravashi velo. Ravashi is only limited to Eidos Isha. V'nichil shel dvar mesiach l'vitumahu. The B case. Answer, Shani Nechil Shal Dvarim, the Kinyan Drabanan Hu. Mesiach Levitumo is only trusted by Drabanan context. Udaraisa lo, not Daraisas, Yom Rav Yudam Shmuel. Don't you remember the story from Ksubis? Maisa Badam Echad Shalya Mesiach Levitumo. There was a man who was Mesiach Levitumo. V'omer Zucharani, I remember. Kshani Tinok, Umerkav Tani Aktefa, Ushal Abba. My father took me out of school, put me on his shoulders. V'hotziani mi beis ha-sefer, v'hivshituni eskutanti, v'hitzbiluni lecha b'truma la'erev. He took me to the mikvah, and he gave me truma. Rabbi Chanina Messiah b'hachir, Rabbi Chanina said, he also added this, v'chaveri b'delin mimeni. My friends separated from me, because I had to be tahar, v'yakar enosi yochanan ochal chalos. V'helu Rabbi lakun al piv. So you see from there, Mesiach Levituma works even for a Doraisa context. Truma. Answer? B'truma d'rabanan. How about truma d'rabanan? Rashi says, b'zman hazeh. V'yakati d'raisa lo, still d'raisa not, v'ha. G'yaz Rav Dimi Yom Rav Chanal Kartigna. V'yamri la Rav Acha Kartigna. Mishtoi Maisa Balafnei Rav Shuv Ben Levi. V'yamri la Maisa Balafnei Revi B'tinok Echa. Trey Mesiach V'tumo V'omer Ani V'imi Nishbeinu L'beina Akum. We were captured by captors. Yatzasi L'shomayim Da'eti Alimi. Lo Koreis Da'eti Alimi. I always had my mother in mind. I knew nothing happened to her. And she wasn't Niveles. V'hisiya Rebbe Al-Piv L'kuna. Rebbe trusted him. So isn't this a case of Mesiach V'tumo? By Daraisa? B'shvuya Hekilu. By Shvuya we were Mekel. Because the whole chash, again, is a chash to Rabbanan. Rav Moshe Feinstein, again, there are many tshuvas about this, but just to mention one, and then we'll have to stop. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Evan Ezer, Chelek Dalid, Simen Yud Beis, where Moshe discusses a case. It's a case of a guy who is going out and wants to marry a Gioris. The problem is he's a Kohen, and his father's a Kohen. So, case closed. Now, the case is not closed, because his father, and this was asked in Tufshin Lama Gimel, 1973, the grandparents were not Shomrei Torah mitzvos. They were married by a reform rabbi, and the Rabbanim who asked this question to Rav Moshe, who then, Rav Moshe says, met with the mother, the grandmother involved, who gave birth to the father of this Kohen, the grandmother admits, Mesiach Lefituma. They didn't say why they're asking her. They just brought her in and said, can we just ask you a couple of questions? And the Ishto Amra, Shashama Pichamosa, and they asked the grandmother that she was Mizana a couple of times, and she was with Gayim, and she was with others, and therefore, she's Nivol Apostola, and therefore her child's going to be a Chalal, and if the grandson's a Chalal, so then we're all good in this context, because he wants to marry a Gioris. Right? So Rav Moshe goes through a whole tshuva here, where he discusses Mesiach Lefitumo, and at the end of the tshuva, he says, V'hine dibarti b'telephone im bina shenaseh bal tshuva. I spoke to the kid, v'hechzik atzmo b'kuna, and he's been a Kohen. He's been called to the Torah first and up to this point. And I asked him, so what's with your mother? And he says, my mother is not Shomer's Torah mitzvahs, but she doesn't lie. That's what the boy says about his mother. Shumaker is emo. Sha'av she'ena Shomer's Torah la'olam ena mishakeres. V'chol dvarei ha'emes. V'im kein, says Rav Moshe, being that's the case, Nifsal hu mikahuna v'tzorach lahafzik milisa kapov v'lo yikru osa l'tar b'makam kohen ki hu chalol v'rashoy lisa nashem sus v'blos l'kahuna ki hu chalol. Rav Moshe says, you're not a Kohen anymore. And therefore, that's how you have to be. Rav Moshe Feinstein, you need somebody with plates, with shoulders to be able to say this. Okay, we'll stop here by the two dots. Abed Hashem, again, the next 3 days will be put up from the last cycle. Abed Hashem will pick up with the last couple of dots from here in Baba Kama in a couple of days.